From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. North Korea poised to launch a new satellite. Pyongyang has given notice it plans to launch an Earth observation satellite sometime between the 8th and 25th of the month. The announcement comes weeks after its fourth nuclear test. John Kirby is a U.S. spokesman.
This latest announcement further underscores the need for the international community to send the North Koreans a swift, firm message that its disregard, that their disregard for the for U.N. Security Council obligations will not be tolerated.
Tuesday's notification raises concerns the North is trying to covertly advance its long-range missile technology. The launch expected to involve the drop to Earth of rocket debris in three stages off the western South Korean coast to the north coast of the Philippines. Peace talks in Geneva aimed at ending Syria's five-year conflict appear in jeopardy amid a new Russian-backed government offensive that threatens the northern city of Aleppo. The opposition delegation is threatening to leave the nascent talks. The government delegation did not open formal negotiations as scheduled on Tuesday with UN envoy Stefan de Mistura, insisting the basic framework or agenda of the talks has not been established. The head of the international group that monitors South Sudan's peace process Tuesday said people are starving in the country's western Equatoria state. Festus Mogae, former president of Botswana, now heading the Joint Monitoring and Evaluation Commission, said a ceasefire monitoring team recently visited the Mundri area, which has been the scene of fighting between government and rebel forces. Implementation of last August's peace agreement has been stalled over President Salva Kiir's creation of 28 states from the current 10. This is VOA News. The United States and its allies Tuesday said they will accelerate and intensify the campaign against the Islamic State group. Secretary of State John Kerry said the IS group will be destroyed. He spoke at a meeting in Rome of foreign ministers from 23 of the nations in a coalition against the Sunni militant group.
All told, since coming together, we've launched almost 10,000 airstrikes. We've killed more than 90 mid-level or high-level leaders of Daesh since last May. We are closing in on full control of the Syria-Turkey border. We are hammering Daesh's heavy weapons, its training camps, its oil fields, supply routes, cache sites, infrastructure.
He said the group has lost 40% of the territory it gained in Iraq and 20% in Syria. The outgoing commander of Operation Resolution Support, General John Campbell, told U.S. lawmakers Tuesday, U.S. troops and money will still be needed in Afghanistan for years in order to prevent the unrelenting spread of terrorism.
Groups aligned with the Taliban, such as Al-Qaeda and the Haqqani Network, continue to threaten our national security interests. Al-Qaeda has been significantly weakened, but as evidenced by the recent discovery of an Al-Qaeda camp on Afghanistan's southern border, they are certainly not extinct. The Haqqani Network remains the most capable threat to the U.S. and coalition forces. These are certainly not residual threats that would allow for a peaceful transition across Afghanistan. Instead, they are persistent threats that are adapting to a changing operational environment.
His warning comes less than a week after his likely successor, Lieutenant General John McNicholson, told U.S. lawmakers, terror groups like Islamic State and Al-Qaeda continue to see Afghanistan as an attractive sanctuary. European leaders are reviewing a plan they hope will persuade Britain to stay in the 28-member European Union. The president of the European Council, Donald Tusk, circulated his draft proposals in a letter to leaders of alliance and member states. The plan would make it possible for British lawmakers to work with European partners to block unwanted EU laws. It notes Britain now faces an exceptional situation due to an influx of immigrants taxing Britain's social services. Zimbabwe's prosecutor general has been charged with obstructing justice after dropping a case against two men accused of plotting to bomb President Robert Mugabe's dairy farm. Yohannes Tomana faces up to 15 years in prison if convicted. Two of the four men accused of the bomb plot had been freed from detention after being arrested last month, allegedly carrying ammonia and petrol bombs outside the farm. An Algerian court Tuesday handed down prison terms and fines against six people involved in a corruption case linking the state energy giant Sonatrach with German and Italian companies. The charges include corruption, money laundering, awarding illegal contracts, and hiking prices of contracts. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.